Again, Zane Rosinowski, bringer of the funkified rock beats and drummer extraordinaire of Mammal. Thank you for making the time to have a chat with me, mate. I really appreciate it.
No worries at all, man. All good.
Okay, and I came across you guys a few years ago, and I love the sound and the strong social commentary you guys have a lot on in your music. But for those that haven't heard of Mammal, who are Mammal, and how did Mammal come about?
Okay, Mammal were a heavy grooving sort of band, politically charged. Influences like, oh, it's hard to really say influences, you know, like you don't want to be sort of compared, but you'd go kind of like the Australian Rage Against the Machine, I guess.
Yep.
We formed in 2006. We had 4 years together. It went from the start to just took off real fast over the 4 years. And then it kind of got to the point where it was a bit much and it kind of imploded on itself. And here we are, 8 years later, kicking it off again. We've all made up. We've had a couple of beers and all is good and we're ready to roll on.
Yeah, well, you guys, what did I read up on your homepage? It just got back together and just jammed together and it just felt right again, eh?
Yeah, man. Oh, so you've heard the new tunes then?
Oh, yeah, that was my next question. You reformed last year and the new tunes, man. I'm loving the community track and the virtue signalling. I actually cranked them both up the first week they come out on my show. I was pumped with it, eh? Really excited, eh? What was that like, man, getting back?
Yeah, it's cool, we kind of have like this fucking real... Oh, can I swear, man?
Yeah, you can swear away. Go for it, man. Hey, we're independent and go for it, dude.
Yeah, sorry, man. We just have this chemistry together. So it was crazy we'd be back playing with these guys. And, the songs that we wrote together, they really sit well with me as a drummer. It's good to be more mature as a musician and punching out new tunes with these guys.
They're great tracks, man. I really do love them. I actually pre-ordered them and got hold of them as well, so I was really sick and really excited to hear you guys were back together, because I actually found you guys a few years ago and then just kind of I found out that you had broken up, so I was pretty wrapped that you are back together. Is there any plans for you guys to actually get back in the studio and belt out a full length album at all?
Yeah, we're hoping to get one done by early next year, man. We're in the studio now. We've got a couple more songs happening. We've got a whole bunch of different ideas. Like, some of it's pretty heavy, man. Drum-wise, it's really pushing me, because I come from thrash metal and stuff like that, man.
Did you?
Influences along the way, but that's where my roots are, man. So it's the new stuff. We've got a little bit more, a little bit of double kicking happening and shit like that, man. It's cool.
Awesome, dude. I wouldn't have guessed you'd come from the thrash, because I really enjoy that bluesy, funky rock beat you actually have going at Mammal with the moment, with that community and the virtue signalling. It just kind of has you rocking out. What are some of the musical influences that helped shape you and mould you into the musician you are today, mate?
Yeah, well, as I say, man, it started off with, it's pretty much Kill 'Em All, Metallica, and then I got right into, that was when I was real young, man. My older brother was all into the metal and shit, and then I just got darker and darker. I got into the Deicides and real brutal shit, man. And then and then into my 20s just started expanding and finding my own sort of feel as a drummer, and just listen to everything, hip-hop and world music, everything, man. I just take it all in, and that's where it all comes from, man.
I think that's the key, eh? Just taking in lots of music. I don't play or anything, but I find that I have to listen to a lot of music, and I don't like getting stuck just into one genre. But like, I'm based in the same as you. That's kind of what I grew up with, the Metallica, and then went on to like Sepultura, and then just went darker as well with me, the Deicides and your Behemoths and your all that kind of stuff.
I used to have the Sepultura tattooed on my arm, and I got that done when I was 16, man, and I was like thought it was a shit. And then, you know, as I got older, I was like, oh, I can't really have another band, so label on me, man. So I covered it up, man.
Did you? It's funny you got the Sepultura S, because I had a real good mate of mine who done the same. He got the S on the back of his neck, though. And I went and got the Machine Head diamond done on the back of my neck. So.
Have you still got it?
Yeah, I still got it. I've got a few different band tattoos all over the place and that. It's a bit of a bad habit. I love my music, so I start inking it up on myself.
Yeah, nice one, man. Nice one.
When did you start drumming, and how did that all come about? What's the story behind you picking up the sticks and bashing out on the skins?
I started, lessons when I was 12, but... Yeah, my whole life, man, I've just been tapping and loved the drums. I used to, chop up like bamboo, make little drumsticks and have a little tape of, I used to tape, how you used to record off the radio, man?
Yep.
Some shit. Yeah,
my mum hated me for that.
Yeah, used to have Twisted Sister.
Yep.
Shit like that, old school, thrash, and then, you should just jam along, air drum, and this is when I was a real small man, and I got busted a few times, got pretty embarrassed, man, the old man came in, and I was just pretty hard, eh?
What were the parents like? Was the old man keep smacking away on it, or was he like, that music's not getting you anywhere, or?
Nah, man, those guys love it. He put it like a Kiss, a poster in my bedroom when I was
legend.
Three, man, it was wicked. Yeah, so from right back, man, I've loved music, and then just started playing when I was 12, man.
Yep, nice. So you guys got your tour kicking off, what is it, Friday, 8th of June, in Geelong. You'll be playing right around Australia. I think you got support with Osaka Punch for most of it, except for the first couple, and Fresh Violet. I'll put all the details up on the page and everything as well, so if anyone wants to check that out. You're looking forward to getting on the road again and playing live with Mammal?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Like as I said before, man, it's just a good vibe playing with those three other guys, man. And it's always always a pleasure, man. It's a bit of fun. It feels real good. I've got to get my fitness up.
Oh, that's it, eh? Drummer. It seems like you guys have got to be the fittest, in the band. No offense to the guitarist and the bass player and the vocalist. And I've seen Ox, mate. He just gets that crowd going. Has such a persona on stage. It's unreal to see him. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in Adelaide. I really am.
Yeah, it's wicked having the Ox out front, man. He knows how to stir him up, that's for sure.
And he's so busy at the moment, isn't he? He just seems to be everywhere. It's really cool. He's an amazing vocalist. He's an amazing singer, and I think he's got to be one of the hardest working singers actually at the moment in Australia. What is your favourite Mammal song to play live, mate?
I'd have to be Nagasaki in Flames. We usually open the set with that. So it's kind of got it all, man. It's got the heavy, it's got the little sort of breakdown in the middle, and snaps into the riff at the end. Yeah, it's wicked, man. Love it.
Awesome. I'm really looking forward to catching you on tour, mate. Did you want to leave us with a track? Pick out a couple of tracks off anything from you guys, dude, and I'll chuck them on there for you.
Yeah, go on then, man. You'd probably check on Nagasaki and Majority.
Majority, awesome. Cool, thank you so much, Zane, for your time, eh? I really appreciate it, mate, and I really look forward to meeting you and catching you on tour, mate.
Absolutely, man, I'll buy you a beer, dude.
Awesome, same goes, mate.